Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
For this, there's the crisp Brussels that everyone loves. That's just a few of the items on the takeout menu. Check it out for yourself at bountyonbroad.com. And don't forget the key lime pie for dessert, which is simply the best key lime pie I've ever had. Listen, this is a really hard time for everyone, including your favorite restaurants. Bounty on Broad has been a fixture in the city from the moment it opened, serving delicious meals and supporting Memphians who need support. And the good news is, in this time of crisis, Bounty is still there, serving delicious meals for our curbside pickup or delivery. So check out the online menu at Bounty on Broad. Wash your hands, be kind to one another, and we'll hope to see you back in the restaurant before too long.
Have you ever wondered what's inside your air ducts? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you are one of many who suffers from bad allergies, especially in the Mid-South, and would like to improve the indoor air quality of your home, then Choate's air duct cleaning could be a solution for you and your family. Air duct cleaning has been proven to help people with allergies and other respiratory issues by removing buildup of debris from your home's air supply. Air duct cleaning will also help eliminate dust from building up in your house. Therefore, you don't have to dust as much either. And air duct cleaning is also shown to help improve the performance of your air conditioning and heating system. Choate's is the name you can trust for all your indoor air quality needs. So call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule a free video inspection to help you breathe a little easier. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Hi, folks. Bob Berkheimer for Sunrise Buick GMC Truck. A lot has happened overnight, and just wanted to let you know we're open at Sunrise for all your automotive needs. Service, body shop, parts, and sales. Go online to sunrisememphis.com to schedule an appointment. Should you need a vehicle, we're offering 0% up to 84 months with deferred payments up to 120 days. You can shop online. We'll bring the car or truck to you. At Sunrise, we know you want to feel safe, so bring your car or truck to any Sunrise location, and we'll disinfect it at no charge. Sunrise, stress-free and safe. Covington Pike, Wolf Chase, and Collierville.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
When everyone comes to the table, there's bound to be more loads of dishes. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliance special values, including a fingerprint-resistant Whirlpool stainless steel dishwasher for $270 less, now just $429. Its one-hour wash cycle gives you clean dishes, glasses, and pans in just 1 hour. Plus, it features a sensor cycle that automatically sets the right wash and dry settings for each load. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/15, U.S. only.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
The time to prepare your workplace and protect your employees is now. Make your first contact High-Low Commercial Services. They offer complete deep cleaning with chemicals that kill the flu and coronaviruses. Put safety first with High-Low Commercial Services. Call Andy at 901-361-3054.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We know these are tough times right now. Your heating, air, and plumbing are essential systems for your home. To help, we have discounted our HVAC systems to as low as $99 a month and tankless water heaters as low as $79 a month. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We're here to help. 901-624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South's quarantine COVID-19 information station.
I'm Sue Aller with the Radio.com news update. The U.S. now has the most known cases of COVID-19 worldwide. There are over 143,000 people with the virus and about 2,500 fatalities. The FDA has issued an emergency use authorization for two anti-malarial drugs, although neither is yet formally approved to treat the coronavirus. Officials in New Orleans say they could run out of ventilators by the end of the week. And President Trump told Fox News the White House is looking at a way to give healthcare workers hazard pay, given that some of them don't qualify for a stimulus check. The markets are trading in the green, but the Dow is on track for the worst month since 1987, after an Amazon employee in a Staten Island, New York warehouse tested positive for the coronavirus. Workers say they will walk off the job today, beginning at noon. They are protesting the company's health and safety policies. For the latest local and national news, head to radio.com/coronavirus or download the radio.com.
Giving you all the news, information, interviews, sports, entertainment, and the latest for Memphis and the Mid-South, live and local. This is 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
One thing that woman couldn't handle was an absent-minded man. Just sitting here wondering where she is when I'm the one that's lost.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m. Brought to you by the attorneys of Thomas White and Gill. Find them online at memphisfamilylaw.com.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Startin' Over Blues by the country singer Joe Diffie, a single from 1992. Joe Diffie died yesterday of COVID-19.
Yeah, more and more we hear, which will happen, it doesn't, the virus does not care if you're famous or not. We hear more notable people, Boris Johnson among them, who has it. Tom Hanks is back in the United States now, and his wife, Rita, are back. But then John Prine also is in desperate straits, evidently, with it. I don't know. It's and then meantime, we have the president saying that we are going to be doing this through the end of April, which is good. Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, we need. I mean, the president says stuff all the time. We need. As far as I know, the city of Memphis has not extended their safer at home order, and that's what we need. I mean, we need the mayors and the governors. That's what's going to dictate what happens in Memphis, not what the president says on a podium.
Okay, yeah, let's discuss that. Where do you think, as a city, obviously it was lots of examples of people frolicking out there this weekend, which was discouraging.
Yep.
Is that what your takeaway was? I mean, what is the mind thought on your mind?
I think, and I assume we will, but I think that, you know, I don't know what the date is on the current safer at home order. I think it's another week or something. I assume that that will be extended, you know, in accordance with what's happening federally, if not longer. I think it'll be extended. And I think we probably need to tighten stuff up even more in the short term. Yeah.
What do you think? It's funny. So we had Manoj on, and he said he was very he was delighted by the president saying what they did, which suggests that Manoj is working with the city. They're going to do it,
right,
too, I imagine. What do you think the next – what would tightening up to you – closing the closing all the parks, right? Are they closed?
Yeah,
the
ballparks are already threatened, right, he's already threatened to do that.
Right.
So, yes, that's the obvious next thing. You know, maybe tightening up what is considered essential and what isn't. I mean, I went out for a grocery run on Friday, I guess, sometime in the last few days, and like people were lined up like at the car wash. Like, is car wash essential?
Right.
You know, I mean, maybe we revisit the definition of what is and isn't essential.
Right. Yeah. Ron Olson, I think, said he went to the car wash, and at the car wash that he went to, if you drive, I don't know if you ever go to a car wash, but the ones where you then go to the vacuum, right? And he said they took away one of the two hoses, so you couldn't have cars next to each other, side by side in the vacuum thing. We Zoomed with a cousin of ours who lives in Great Britain over the weekend, and there's a limit on how many times you're allowed to go out, basically. I don't know how they do it. And of course, all of this is, to some extent, when it's the entire population, to some extent, this is self-enforced, isn't it? I mean,
right. Definitely.
But when you tighten it up, the virtue of tightening up is signaling. Is that not true? Like,
to a large degree. I mean, there are some, if things close, it's a mix of direct impact and signaling. Yes, I think it's some of both.
And one of the interesting things here to me is, why do you think people, next door, okay? Next door is always people complaining about something in their neighborhood anyway, although there's good things as well. But
you and I are very different in this regard. Like, you're next door, you're on Facebook. Like, other than Twitter, I avoid interacting with people in those mediums. Like, I've never looked at next door in my life. The only time I ever go to Facebook is to post some kind of obligation. I get back off as fast as possible.
But here's the question. I was not going to ask you a question about next door. Next door, though, there was one saying, the people next door to me, my neighbors are having a party, so much for social distancing. That was at 9:30 last night or something like that. What do you think? Why do you think? You're not a psychology major, but why do you think they do that?
I think there's lots of different reasons, and there's different matrix of reasons for different people, right? Mm-hmm. I think there are some cases where it may be lack of education. In some cases, it may be people are too used to too much privilege, and they're sort of used to things not affecting them, right? And I think those are completely different reasons for the way people would behave, but I think they're both operable for different people. I think this sense of, typically rules haven't really applied to me, and so why would they now? This sense of invincibility that maybe some younger, more privileged people have. I think there's different levels of information different people have. A lot of people aren't like even listening to the show or like watching the news, or certainly not reading the New York Times or the Atlantic or whatever, like I spent all weekend doing. And so I think people have different levels of information as part of it.
Right. I think the other, for me, so I read a piece that said that people don't want to give up things that, of course, they don't want to give things up, right? And so they particularly don't when it's for a greater, there's some individual self-interest in it, of course, but a lot of this is also a social good. We want to stop this pandemic so the pandemic will go away for all of us. It's not just for me. People have a hard time smoking, which they do fundamentally just stop for them. But here, it's also, I might not get it. If I get it, I'll probably be okay, whatever else. And so a lot of what you're doing is stopping for society. So it's they have a hard time giving that up. And in order to give that up, what you really need from is clear signaling. 100% clear signaling from people and a repetition of the same message over and over. And it seemed to me that some of this is from Trump, because you haven't had clear signaling. One week you're ever going to be open up for Easter, one week you're not.
Right.
But some of it's also, there is the media, and you circulated one report that had been sort of debunked or whatever. But there is this whole like segment of the media that seems dedicated to the proposition that this is not to be taken seriously, and
and then if you're taking if you put yourself in this place where, like, your allegiance is not even to an ideology, your allegiance is just to like a side, right?
Right.
And then so you're taking cues from whatever the president says. Well, now the president is changing what he says, because like he got in a room with experts and they talked him into the right thing, which is good, good for him. But now he's saying something totally different than he said a week ago, right? And so if your cues are from that instead of just from reading the facts on your own from, you know, smart people, then you have to be getting whiplash about, like, what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. I just think it feels like, yeah, I'm going to choose to believe this side. They not take, and it's, there's not two sides to this. There's one side. There's only the side of reality. You wrote a piece about Memphis and May. And by the way, I forgot to ask right out of the gates about the math problem. Do you have a math problem that we'll get to
in
a little bit?
Yeah, I got one. Jeffrey, he may need a pencil for this. I don't know.
Okay, let's do this. I'm going to do this from that one at the start. I was just so anxious to talk to you about all of this that I forgot it. So here is – Chris now teaches math to Ben. And so we've decided – typically we're going to start every time his segment, in addition to the song that he brings us, with a math problem. And so – here is the math problem of the day. You can work on it along at home. Go ahead, Chris.
All right. Ciara studied for a total of 4 3/4 hours. She studied math for 1 3/4 hours and social studies for 1 1/4 hours. The rest of the time she studied for a science test. How long did Ciara spend studying for her science test?
Okay, say that again really slowly, more slowly this time. Go ahead.
All right. She studied for a total of 4 3/4 hours.
4 3/4 hours she studied total. Okay. Yeah.
She studied math for 1 3/4 hours.
1 3/4 for math. Uh-huh.
Social studies for 1 1/4.
Social studies for 1 1/4.
And the rest of the time for science.
Okay.
How long did she spend studying for science?
Okay.
1 3/4 hours.
Good job. You're up to fourth grade math. Good job, Jeffrey.
He nailed it. Didn't even need time to figure it out. Is that just subtraction? Was there anything else in there?
Yeah, it's fraction. Well, you have to add.
What else
was
happening?
You have to add the fractions to subtract them from the biggest, from the main fraction.
Okay.
I told Bruce Ryan this.
Bruce Ryan, of course, former worked on the newspaper with me in college.
Correct. And, also, my former
and taught math to Jeffrey.
Correct. Uh-huh. I've never felt so like. I never have had so much self-esteem about my math prowess as I do around a bunch of columnists and journalists. Like, y'all hate numbers so much. Like,
right.
It's just like...
Leave me out of this.
No, no, yes. Chris. No, Chris can do it. But Jeff, Giannotto, John hates numbers.
Yeah,
like
hopeless. I'm totally hopeless. All right, so anyway, you wrote about Memphis in May. They said the show must go on, and they're going to do it in October. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of used Memphis and May was my framing of this, but I think it illustrates a larger point that's relevant to other things, whether that's like the Cooper Young Festival or all kinds of other stuff, right? It's not just about Memphis and May. I think the idea of, and I didn't say this quite as plainly as I'm going to now on the radio, I think the idea of densely packed public festivals anywhere in the country in the calendar year 2020 is insanity. That's not quite what I said in the column, but I think the larger point is that we're so focused on right now, as for good reason, like just trying to get people to take seriously the stay at home stuff now and not overwhelm our hospitals right now. I don't think we have I don't think people have thought much about how long this is going to last and what shape it's going to take. And I spent a lot of time this weekend reading a lot of stuff from people way smarter than me on this subject of, like, what's the end game? How do we get back to normal? All of these issues. And the reality is this is something we're going to manage. It's not going to go away if we stay at home for a month. We're going to be managing it for more than a year, maybe up to 2 years, depending on when the vaccine comes through. It's going to be something that we as a society manage, and our return to normal is going to be gradual, and it's going to be fitful, meaning it's going to be stops and starts and advances and retreats, and we're going to have all kinds of decisions to make about all kinds of different little things in terms of how we get restaurants open, how we get schools open, how, you know, all this stuff. And when you start making the checklist of the stuff you're trying to return to some new kind of normal, the densely packed public festival has to be the very, very last thing on that list to me. And I can't see a scenario where we are so in the clear in fall 2020 that, like, people are, epidemiologists and public health people aren't throwing up red flags at big festivals like that.
Well, so in terms of that, people use metaphors all the time. They talk about, and you mentioned this
right,
in your column, there's either waves of it is one metaphor, or another metaphor
right, is
whack-a-mole that
right,
keep popping up. Are those essentially the same thing?
No, they're a little bit different. The idea of the waves thing, and I talked to someone who's privy to some government data about this. In their sense, is there may be a they're sort of preparing for the idea of that maybe a new like a resurgence of cases in the fall, right? That it might dip down in summer and come back in the fall. But the idea is that waves. But the hope is that with each successive wave, it's a little less severe until you get to the point of a vaccine and, like, you know, we dispense with it. But that because we're now accustomed to dealing with it and we've gotten more accustomed to the social distancing stuff we need to do, because hopefully during the summer, if it does tamp down, the hospitals get to ramp up their supplies. And also because the more people who get it, the more immunity starts to build around the population. The hope is that even if it does come in waves, which seems likely, the waves will not be equally strong. The waves will dissipate over time, right? But that doesn't mean it just goes away. It is going to be – this is a thing we're going to be managing and figuring out how to live with to one degree or another for quite a while, really.
And what would that mean – what would that mean for NBA?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is – you know, Brian Windhorst had a piece that I read this weekend. I think I linked to it in the story about what's happening in Asia with all the different professional leagues there, and his point being that the NBA is keeping a close watch on this because, you know, the virus hit first in Southeast Asia, so they're at a different point ahead of us on the calendar, and that, you know, they have the various professional leagues there have sort of tried to ramp back up, and none of them have been able to do it yet. And there's all kinds of issues there and in terms of ideas of, you know, do you play without fans, which we've already been talking about? Do you play – do you get everyone at neutral sites, and so you eliminate travel or reduce travel? You know, all these different ways. That's more to, like, complete current seasons. In terms of, like, going into the future seasons, like, one thing I read talked about – you know, the countries in Asia that went through SARS have been somewhat better equipped to deal with this because they made societal adjustments based on SARS. And so people are more likely to wear masks in some of these countries. There's more widespread fever checking, like, in public places. And one thing I read talked about, like, as we try to ramp back up, are we going to have fever checks at the airport, right? Are we going to check everyone for fever before they get on a plane or as they come into an airport? As a society, is wearing masks in public stuff going to be more common, at least until there's a vaccine? So, I made me wonder in terms of sporting events, right? Are we going to have that at arena, at concerts or at basketball games, right? Are we going to check fevers as people go into FedEx Forum? Or are we going to encourage people to wear masks? Are we going to see, once we do have fans back in stadiums, are they all going to be wearing masks? I mean, those are the kind of, like, societal adjustments over the next year, year and a half that, like, people are going to be thinking about.
Do you in terms of finishing the season right away? Can you envision? I mean, LeBron says he won't do it, et cetera, or has said, I don't know where he is now on it. Can you?
He is relaxed that a little bit. He is not. He is no longer saying he will not play without fans.
Can you imagine all the playoff teams gathering in Las Vegas and having a miniature playoff of some type? In June?
I guess I can imagine that more than I can imagine a more normal, like, traveling around the country at everyone's individual arena. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they are exploring ways to finish off the season. The NBA itself has been very tight-lipped about this. Different writers, of, you know, David Aldridge wrote a column, John Hollinger wrote a column with different ideas. A lot of them are along those lines, right? Like, either you go directly into some type of playoff, or you have just two or three, you know, up to five games before you go into a playoff, that you're doing it without fans, that you're doing more neutral site, that kind of stuff. I think everything's on the table.
In terms of football, and I know you whatever, who, yeah, some of this seems to me that, here, in the end, we're going to have to open things up in an imperfect world, right? We're going to open up some things.
Yes, but
not football.
But that starts with schools and restaurants and jobs. It doesn't start with sports and festivals.
You and I agree on that. I'm just saying, broadly speaking, we're going to have to open things up in an imperfect world. And some of this will be easier if we have widespread testing and instant testing of the type that you get it if you can get it that day. A lot of people are focused on, we need football, we need football, we need football. I'm with you. We need schools and we need restaurants. But I want to talk about this for a moment. If you had football without fans, to me, the problem with that, because I've thought about football is, I don't see how we have football, honestly. Even without fans, it's 100 people are involved in a football game, right? So,
right.
But it does strike me that if you're accepting that we're going to have an imperfect world, and we had widespread easy testing such there was no shortage, such that you weren't squandering tests on football players, couldn't you test football players every week and play without fans? I'm talking about NFL.
This is, if you go back to the NBA thing, the idea of the neutral side, that's exactly the idea, is you gather everyone in one place, and one idea has been like you find some college campus that's empty that has like an arena and dorms and whatever, and like you buy it or like rent it out for, you know, however 2 months or however long it takes to do this, and everyone is tested. And so you know you're starting from the standpoint, if everyone is tested negative, like no one has it in the starting, and then you're basically in a bubble, and you play the entire thing through in a bubble with everyone who is tested negative, and then presumably if everyone is negative, like no one's going to get it, you probably keep testing them daily or whatever, but like that's the idea, right? Basically you build a bubble of negative right. tests, and you play out your situation. I think that's easier to do with basketball, obviously, than football. But, I mean, you scale it up. I mean, it's the same idea.
You can't, yeah, but here's my question. You can't have a bubble with football, all these football teams.
Well, yes.
You can't have that kind of bubble. Can you have weekly testing, though? Couldn't you have weekly, at that point, couldn't you have weekly testing?
Or daily.
Or daily,
I mean, if you're
yes.
getting, if you have tests that you can get instant results or results right. in an hour or two, you can do daily testing.
Just
yes.
do daily testing. And I think that's the only way that there ultimately would be a – and, again, this is not my priority, but I do want to talk about it because we talk about it. I think that's the only way you can have football. Now, the NFL has been so determined about, like, they're going ahead with their NFL draft. They went ahead with free agency. I suspect they're not easily going to give up the NFL season, and I think that's the only way it happens. In terms of the more important stuff, schools and restaurants, you can imagine them opening, and then if someone tests positive, closing again, right? And then that's what you – when you say managing it, that's what you mean.
I mean that, but I also mean changing the physical environments, right? Like maybe you're reducing class sizes, you're having more distance between people. I think maybe you're giving out masks and kids are wearing masks all day or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I think fever checks, like I talked about. I think there's all kinds of adjustments, big and small, and we're adjusting in different ways and different places and different industries. I think it's one big complicated thing. We're just gonna have to navigate and work our way through.
Is it tone deaf for Memphis and May to say the show must go on?
I thought the messaging of that tweet was a little tone deaf. Yeah, and it was similar to earlier before they had canceled, when they sort of reacted to the Coachella cancelization and saying, if your other festivals have canceled ours, you know. So yes, I think they've been a little aggressive in their messaging then and now. But I will say, and I pointed this out in the column, Memphis and May is not an outlier. Like, all these festivals have rescheduled for the fall. It's not like Memphis and May is not some they're not some lone wolf out there saying, okay, we'll be back in the fall. They're all doing it. They're all saying that. And I would question it for all of them. I'm just questioning it more for this one because this is where I live, but I think it applies to all of them.
The Commercial Appeal put out their summer activities playbook section Sunday, and it was really just a lament. Because it was every festival, every concert, every whatever that was scheduled for the summer. And none of those things are going to happen. I'm not scolding the Commercial Appeal here. I'm just saying it arrives and it's like, here is what you will not be doing this summer. It was really sort of staggering and a little bit mournful. Well, Chris, thank you very much. Math problem again tomorrow. I'll get to it more briskly then. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
That's Chris Harrington. From the Daily Memphian. You can read his piece on this at the Daily Memphian, dailymemphian.com. All right. The phone number is 535-3776, 535-3776. One of the things we do here on the show is check in with y'all. How you feeling today? What are you finding you're spending your time doing that you didn't do before? How crazy are you going? Do you know anyone who is sick or has tried to get tested? This is the time of the show where I like to open it up. We try to build community here on this show. And one of the things we do is try to listen to y'all and see what you're up to. If you have any good stories, any sad stories, any frustrations, 535-3776, 535-3776 is the phone number. We'll do stories from the front, when we return. It's Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South's work-from-home radio station, bringing energy and info to the people who need it most.
Obviously, it's a strange time in our country, first and foremost. People aren't going to work who used to go to work. People aren't going to school who normally go to school.
Live on the radio.com free app. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Alexa and smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN. 92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, over 150 fabrics have just arrived to kick off the new spring Stant custom shirts. And until April 15th, if you buy three, you get one free. As you know, three measurements, and the computer gives us a perfect fit try-on shirt starting at just $98. And after 2 years of work, we now have the perfect fit pant. We take the measurements, and the computer gives us the exact try-on fit from over 90 fit pants. You try it on, we choose the correct leg taper, make any changes if we need, and in 2 weeks, even you, Mr. Impossible Fit Parrish, have the perfect fit pant starting at $168 in a jean, five-pocket fit, or dress pant model.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Does it look like you're going to be working from home for a little while? If you've been waiting to get your roof looked at and worked on, now's the perfect time. David Lucius of Lucius Complete Home invites you to let his three generations of family come take care of your family home. Whether it's a simple repair or a whole new roof, Lucius Complete Home is ready to serve you. Make your time at home time for your home. Find out more. Visit GoLucius.com today. That's GoLucius.com.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal. Like up to $1,400 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details. And find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Gawkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Gawkins Show. The song, phone number is 535-3776, 535-3776. How are you faring out there? You frustrated? You angry at your neighbors who are partying away, or if they are partying away? Are you feeling despair? Did you see something that gives you hope? The phone number is 535-3776, 535-3776, as we enter another week of this. While we see if any of you do want to call in, Jeffrey, earlier I played a song from The Sound of Music on that's been adapted to a little bit of with some COVID-19 lyrics. There is more. And so we are going to hear the tune, and then we will come back and take your calls. 535-3776, 535-3776. Nothing like Julie Andrews taking you through COVID-19.
Now, children, staying at home and so on are things we do to stop the spread of COVID-19. Once you have this in your head, you can do a million different things at home to stay sane. Like this. Sleep, eat, whinge, tweet, snooze, blob, think.
Sleep, eat, whinge, tweet, snooze, blob, think.
Loaf, mooch, doze, smooch, binge, watch, drink.
Loaf, mooch, doze, smooch, binge, watch, drink.
Now put it all together.
Sleep, eat, whinge, tweet, snooze, blob, think. Loaf, mooch, doze, smooch, binge, watch, drink.
Good. But staying inside is so boring.
So we think about why. Remember why we're doing it. Like this.
When you know the reason why, kill off COVID, stay inside. When you know the reason why, kill off COVID, stay inside.
Exercise,
only shop for what you need. Keep your bubble tightly closed, and we'll beat this bug with speed. So,
your life has been postponed,
and you're bored out of your mind. Suck it up and stay at home, and we'll leave this bug behind.
Cough in your elbow,
wash your hands, keep 2 meters
away from me. Yes, please, I'm germ-free. And that's how
I'd like to be.
Keep away, please,
from me.
I stay
COVID-free.
When
I'm germ-free.
And that's how I'd like to be.
Keep away, please,
from me.
I stay
COVID-free.
Germs,
germ-free.
Stay away from you.
Stay inside your bubble now. Do not spread those germs around. Yes, you might be going mad and be desperate to get out. It's a nasty world out there. Keep the social distance rules. Everything you touch, beware. You could spread more germs. You have got the power to.
All right, so. Phone number is 535-3776, 535-3776. We are joined by Raymond. Raymond, you're on. How are you faring this Monday?
I'm good, Jeff. I guess that's what happens when you have too much time on your head.
Someone did that. Yeah.
That is funny. But I'm going to have to say hi to you next time I'm in Ferris Farm. I'm a guest relations supervisor there. That's one of my many jobs.
Where?
A guest relations supervisor at FedEx Forum.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm not faring good, man, because I don't think people are taking this really, really serious. I had to go to actually my full-time job just to check some emails because I'm having really bad connectivity at home at the base in Millington. I'm retired Navy.
Okay.
And just to make this quick, Rear Admiral Hughes, who looks like an NFL referee, by the way, he sent out an email saying that the same thing, that he's discouraged by the amount of people that are not taking this serious. And these are military people or former military people that aren't taking this serious and are still getting together like it's 2 months ago, you know. And, you know, I kind of fall in the middle. I'm not going crazy, but I'm respecting this, you know, that we have to do what we got to do. And it's like just like GP said last week with the guys doing spring break. you're going to have another spring break next year. You know, take this serious, and the more we do this together, the quicker we'll be over. You know? Yeah.
What have you observed, Raymond, when you say that you don't think people are taking it seriously? What have you observed?
So I haven't been anywhere. I just seen this on the news, like Riverside Drive. Right. It's packed. People are walking around. I saw the story where the kids are at the basketball courts, and I guess that's Midtown where the statues used to be at. I know there's some basketball courts over there. And it's just like people showing up at my house. I'm like, do you not know we're quarantined? What are you doing here? I'm just like, get out. You know, it's driving me crazy because I'm one of those people like, being paramilitary, you don't like everything that you hear, but you do it. You follow orders, and you do what you're supposed to do. So it's kind of driving me crazy, man. Like, these people are not taking this serious.
You missed the Grizzlies and the Tigers, so you were...
God. I miss them big time, especially the Tigers, because even with all the issues with James Wiseman and some of the injuries, I really wanted that Tiger team to do good. And it was so funny for us that worked there. We were all hyped about them and like so about the Grizzlies, and the Grizzlies totally flipped the script. They're the good team and the Tigers are struggling. So it was like, wow, what's going on? This Twilight Zone going on, right?
Yep.
It was crazy, man.
Thank you, Raymond. I appreciate it. Stay safe.
All right, no problem.
Appreciate your service too. 5353776, 5353776. How are you faring? You got any frustrations, any ways to kill the time? We go to Alan. Alan, you're on.
Yeah, I'm an old retired guy and it hadn't affected me at all. And the way I look at it, too, you have to look at it in perspective. You could have the Luftwaffe coming over and bombing your house, or you have the Pharaoh telling you to make bricks out of straw. So I think still, with all this stuff, we're still living in a pretty easy place.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate it. Yeah, the phone number is 5353776. Listen, there's no question that there are times in history when the hardships have been different and more arduous than the hardships that we are facing now. I have three boys who, if this were World War II, would all be drafted and would all be serving somewhere and be getting shot at and killed. And you see the bread lines and the depression, et cetera. And heck, you look around the world right now, the level of poverty that exists in the world pre-pandemic. Our misery is not close to the misery of others. It's pretty good. Like, Jeffrey, how's your misery this what did you do this weekend?
Yeah, I don't have real problems. Like, we went.
You didn't get to gamble this weekend.
And I didn't get to watch the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. I didn't get to watch opening day.
It's also
That's not a real problem.
It's also true, however, that there are people right now in our midst who have real problems because of this. Increasing number of people who are sick and dying. And I saw another account of someone on Facebook. I've shared it. A 51-year-old woman. Nothing wrong with her. That she didn't have any underlying anything. She wasn't over 60. Knocked on her ass for, like, the stories of what this sucker does to you when it gets hold of you, or can do to you when you get hold of it, are not for the faint of heart. This is not just a cold and a sniffle. And so there are those people. And then there's just an enormous number of people who have lost their jobs and who don't know how they are going to pay their bills. You know what this is? This is the start of a new month. Aren't bills due?
They are indeed.
Bills are due. And there are people who are having to say, I'm going to pay this one and not this one. A lot of those people who are going to say, I'm going to pay this one or not this one, or people who are calling to say, can I get this postponed? And here's what they're doing. They're figuring, you know what? We can get this going for maybe I can do this for a month, but I can't do it for 2 months or 3 months or 4 months or 5 months. They don't know when they're going to be back to work. They've lost their business. There are people who have worked their entire lives to build up their business, and their business is absolutely wiped out. So, no, that's not the Luftwaffe coming over our heads and bombing us, but it is certainly no fun for those people. And then, of course, there are the healthcare workers, the people who go to work. I was talking to an occupational therapist who worked with someone over the weekend who has COVID, and you just do it. Like, you just and then comes home to her family and strips off in the garage and is just hope she's not bringing anything in. And then there's people who are dealing with the COVID patients every single day. And so, no, it's not the Luftwaffe fly bombing us, but it's just like when I lamented on behalf of seniors in high school who aren't going to have that senior year, or seniors in college who aren't going to have that senior year, I lamented for them what they are missing. What they are missing is not in any way the saddest thing. It's not the biggest loss that will be had in this pandemic by any stretch. But you don't have to have the biggest loss to have a legitimate loss. I like Alan's a big UT guy. I like Alan. But just because the Luftwaffe isn't flying over our heads doesn't mean there aren't a lot of people getting hurt in all kinds of ways and a lot of people feeling anxiety. I think anxiety was already the fundamentally American it was sort of what we were beset with as Americans anyway. We were an anxious people. And now I don't know anyone who isn't beset by anxiety, and I don't know why you wouldn't be beset by anxiety. All right, we got to take a break. We will come back with the one story you've been waiting for. It's Jeff Gawkinger, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Your tax refund is all you need to get that car or truck you want, and you only pay the low wholesale price. Yes, at Wholesale Unlimited, you don't pay the retail price, and they have layaway plans, so do it today. It's on Pleasant View, just off Covington Pike, and all you pay is the wholesale price. So many SUVs, cars, and trucks to choose from. That's why they call it Wholesale Unlimited. You want a Cadillac Escalade? A Mustang GT? How about a Jeep Grand Cherokee or a Toyota 4Runner? You want a loaded Tahoe, Ram truck, Camaro, or Mercedes? Go to the online inventory at wucars.com or just Google Wholesale Unlimited to find what you want. A little money goes a long way when you can buy cars and trucks at wholesale and use your tax refund to get the price even lower. Right now, Wholesale Unlimited has great cars and trucks priced at only $7,000 to $8,000 and in-house financing. Go to Pleasant View just off Covington Pike today. Tell them you heard about it on 92.9 ESPN. You can thank me later.
I'm looking right now at the takeout menu at Bounty on Broad. There's the fried Gulf oysters I love so much, one of my favorite dishes in the entire city. There's the jumbo pan-seared scallops, just impossibly good. There's the pan-roasted quail. There's the braised pork shank. There's the Moroccan spiced lamb ribs. There's, oh my heavens, thank goodness for this. There's the crisp Brussels that everyone loves. That's just a few of the items on the takeout menu. Check it out for yourself at bountyonbroad.com. And don't forget the key lime pie for dessert, which is simply the best key lime pie I've ever had. Listen, this is a really hard time for everyone, including your favorite restaurants. Bounty on Broad has been a fixture in the city from the moment it opened, serving delicious meals and supporting Memphians who need support. And the good news is, in this time of crisis, Bounty is still there, serving delicious meals for a curbside pickup or delivery. So check out the online menu at Bounty on Broad. Wash your hands, be kind to one another, and we'll hope to see you back in the restaurant before too long.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We know these are tough times right now. Your heating, air, and plumbing are essential systems for your home. To help, we have discounted our HVAC systems to as low as $99 a month and tankless water heaters as low as $79 a month. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We're here to help. 901-624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Ever wonder how spending your dollars locally impacts our community? According to a recent study, for every $100 spent, $68 stays in the community, providing jobs and nurturing our community. Memphians supporting Memphis. Brought to you by 92.9 ESPN.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Memphis's quarantine station. News, information, interviews, sports, entertainment, and the latest for Memphis and the Mid-South. This is 92.9 FM ESPN. Live on the radio.com free app. Download the radio.com app on your phone. Select 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Hit the heart. Like us on your radio, on your phone, on your computer.
I have hit the 14-day mark from the onset of my symptoms.
92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
we're going to have a good day, and all my homies going to ride today.
That's right.
And all these mommies look fly today, and all we want to do is
Howie has been one of the great. I don't know, he's just stepped up during this. Offered pearl earrings a couple weeks ago to people who were buying from local shops. And he continues, listen, you can't walk into Robert Irwin Jewelers right now. They are closed to the public, but you can shop online at rijewelers.com. You can go to the website. They are live chat. You can call. You can shop via FaceTime, Google Chat, all of that. They also have these fantastic auctions. Facebook auctions, facebook.com/RIJewelers. You can bid on items, see when the next auction is, and it can get your gambling a fix that way. But here's the other thing. You can get gift cards for $100, $100 gift cards for $70, $100 gift cards for $70, or $1,000 gift cards for $700. We are going to emerge from this. You're going to want to give something beautiful to the person that you've been staring at for 24 straight hours. This is the time to do it. Save money on your next purchase. Buy a gift card today. Go to rijewelers.com/gift cards and do that and support a truly great Memphian. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
First of all, I want to apologize for the Sound of Music song. People are driving off the road. They said they would rather have coronavirus than listen to it again. The reviews are not good. Excuse me.
The official
verdict is not good.
The official statement
is,
I'd rather take a shot of COVID-19 than hear that song again from Scalded.
So this is, we will never do that again. And my apologies to all of you. The bad news today is from investigative reporter from the USA Today network, Gregory Holman, which has been retweeted by Pete Thamel. I'm just going to assume this is true, but I assume, you know, here we go. New today, Gannett announced unpaid newsroom furloughs of 1 week per month during April, May, and June. We're told journalists earning more than $38,000 are subject to the plan. This is prompted by COVID-19. So that would mean that our friend Mark Giannato, if this is exactly as it states, your co-host, and Jason Munns, and everyone over there at the CA, most make more than $38,000 a year, have to take 1 month off a week during April, May, and June, an unpaid furlough.
Here we go, the media again, just wanting to root for COVID.
Yeah, this idea that the media is rooting for COVID is the dumbest thing in the world. What you all don't understand is I'm here today, and the Daily Memphian is here, and you know what we're supported by? Advertising. And you know who advertises?
Businesses.
So you know who's not going to be advertising?
Most businesses.
Some businesses. And others are, they know that they have to keep their business going, and so they do advertise, right?
Sure.
But some just say, first thing to cut off is advertising, right?
Right.
And that's not, so So I sort of get it. Like, with Gannett, they're like, we were already struggling. Like, Gannett was already in terrible financial straits anyway. It's one reason the Daily Memphian was started, is because we want to have a local news source that we know is going to be here for the long haul that is run out of Memphis. This decision, by the way, to if it applies to the CA, and I don't see any reason why it wouldn't, I'm happy to revise it if not, but it's not being made in Memphis.
Right there. Oh, God, no.
It's not Mark Russell, who's done a
made in DC,
great job
probably.
saying, I want you guys all have to take a week off. It's being handed down from corporate headquarters, which is not in Memphis. And so the reason that the Daily Memphian was started to begin with was to have a local news source that it is a local news source, etc. But the truth of the matter is that ever since the Daily Memphian was started, the CA has been better. And we are a two-to-a newspaper town now. And that is good. I like Mark's stuff.
It's
I read
a throwback,
Mark's stuff.
Baby.
And Mark, I'll text Mark. That's a great column when he writes a great column. He texts me, great column, et cetera. Like, we don't hate each other. And I have great regard for a lot of the journalists over there. And we are all just trying to get news and tell stories. And so if this is true, let's go to Gannett and see if we can...
Greg Holman is a writer for a USA Today Network paper.
You would think he would know, right?
So, yes.
So, basically, here you go. No, it's not the Luftwaffe flying overhead, dropping bombs on us. But right there, a quarter of your pay is gone.
Yep.
And journalists don't make a lot of money. So, if
nope.
one of your 4 weeks, you're not getting your pay, well, that's great, because they've cut their payroll by a quarter. But it doesn't do anything for the working journalist. And I'll be honest, it doesn't do anything for the people who read the... Who read the journalism either?
That's a significant point.
It's a quarter of the at any given time. It's a quarter of the workforce.
Correct.
I'll be honest. I don't like that.
I haven't noticed.
I like the CA. I loved the CA. I loved the CA. I still get the CA, and I like the people who work for the CA. And some people reject that. They think, you can't say that you like the people when you... No, I can. I was exactly in their place. Exactly in their place. Being ruled by an overlord from out of town.
Yep.
And I saw what they did to it. And I've seen what competition has now done to it. And they've hired a lot of good, really good, young, smart people. And who are doing really good journalism. But here you go. It doesn't matter. When they're making the decisions... in Virginia, in Northern Virginia, it doesn't freaking matter if they're good or not. It wasn't like, we're going to lay off the lousy ones. Everybody, just take a quarter pay cut across the board.
Yep.
Anyway, I feel sick for them. And there you go. But they're not alone in this, you know? They're not alone in this. Lots of people. And that's why I don't really the whole, no, we don't have bombs dropping on our head. But there's a lot of misery anyway. Jeffrey, tomorrow we might do we still haven't done these. So get it in mind. We're going to do the Mount Rushmore of worst Grizzlies players to watch.
Worst to watch.
That'll be tomorrow.
Not worst players, worst to watch.
Worst to watch. We've been promising people that. We'll get to that, I promise, tomorrow. What is coming up here on the rest of 92.9 FM?
Here's what's coming up next.
Coming up next on Jason and John, Elliot Perry joins them at 11:25. Jason Fitz, 12:25. Sean Kelly of ESPN joins them at 1 o'clock. Dr. Mitchell Rosen of the preparedness expert Rutgers School of Health will join GP at 4:25. Jeff joins them at 5 o'clock.
I want to thank Manoj Jain, who's very busy, for coming on with us today. Allie Prescott, wonderful to hear from him as well. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back here tomorrow. For now, our work is done.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
The time to prepare your workplace and protect your employees is now. Make your first contact Hi-Lo Commercial Services. They offer complete deep cleaning with chemicals that kill the flu and coronaviruses. Put safety first with Hi-Lo Commercial Services. Call Andy at 901-361-3054.
Hey everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. I'm here to tell you that since I was a kid, when I wanted the best Memphis barbecue, I would go to Corky's. Getting together with family, friends, or the team, the best way to celebrate is over slow-smoked hickory barbecue and the other great food at Corky's. And by the way, tell them Penny sent you.
5-Hour Energy is energy on the go. But what if you're not going anywhere for a while? Then 5-Hour Energy is energy for getting stuff done while you're stuck at home. Like doing an honest day's work for your boss. Getting rid of old clothes.
My old bell bottoms.
Scouring the grout in your shower. Working out on that old stationary bike. And so much more. Go to the store or order online at shop5hourenergy.com. 5-Hour Energy. Energy for hunkering down.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal. Like up to $1,400 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details. And find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South's quarantine COVID-19 information station.
I'm Sue Aller with the Radio.com news update. The United States now has the most confirmed cases of the coronavirus worldwide at 143,000. Over 2,500 people have lost their lives. Half of those deaths come from New York. The U.S. Navy hospital ship Comfort is in New York City. The ship is for people with non-coronavirus-related illnesses, freeing up hospitals to treat those with COVID-19. Americans can expect to get their stimulus check within 3 weeks, but Toyota and other Japanese automakers report steep drops in output, a sign business conditions.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.